NHSAA Boys Basketball Sweet 16. I'm Carl Nathy, and you're tuned to live coverage here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. This is day two, which means we have four more exciting first-round games to bring your way. Yesterday, Magoffin County, Great Crossing, Lyon County, and Adair County each punched their tickets into Friday's quarterfinals. And by the way, more than 14,000 loud and enthusiastic fans were here last night in Rupp Arena. Today, four more schools will earn their way into the Elite Eight, while four others will see their already terrific seasons come to an end. The matchups today feature Harlan County against defending state champion Warren Central at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. At 1:30 Eastern time, it's Butler County meeting Evangel Christian. Our 6 p.m. game, 5 Eastern, pits Louisville Trinity against Pulaski County. And the last opening round contest tips off at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. A pair of Northern Kentucky schools, Newport and Campbell County, will face off. In 15 minutes from now, the Hardwood Hysteria resumes with Region 13 champion Harlan County challenging Region 4 winner Warren Central. The play-by-play voice of the EKU Colonels, Greg Stottlemyre, will be joined by expert analyst Mina Todd for the call. In a moment, Greg brings us the pregame thoughts of the two head coaches. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You guys just didn't want it bad enough. That should have been an easy win. What were you doing out there? You got to hustle. You could have made that play if you'd been open.
On the car ride home after the game, when you think you're helping by telling me what I did wrong and what I need to work on, all I hear is that I'm not good enough, that I'm supposed to be perfect, that it's not okay to lose. On the car ride home, all I need to hear is how much you love me and enjoy watching me play, that my worth isn't determined by my performance. That even on my worst day, I am worthy. That you see me learning, growing, and doing my best. And that is enough.
Brought to you by the Kentucky High School Athletic Association and the Kentucky Athletic Administrators Association.
The undisputed champion of beef jerky, Mingy Beef Jerky. It's made right here in Paris, Kentucky. Mingy Beef Jerky, no wonder people refer to it as the best beef jerky on the planet. It's all natural beef jerky packed with protein. There's no preservatives, no nitrates, and it's hand cut from a solid piece of beef. Pick up a fresh bag at your local convenience store or order online at MingyBeefJerky.com. Mingy Beef Jerky, we love your game, you love this jerky.
Midway University has added many new degree offerings in the areas of business and health sciences. The new business offerings include accounting and concentration in the areas of finance, human resource management, leadership, and entrepreneurship. In health sciences, a timely new degree is now available in public health. This degree prepares students for a career in safeguarding the health and well-being of the public. All of these new programs are offered online in an accelerated format. Classes begin soon. Find out more at midway.edu.
Kyle Jones, head coach of Harlan County, joins us. Your 2024 has really prepared you for what you're going to face today. I mean, I look at all the classics, the King of the Bluegrass down in Tennessee, and then you played four teams in this field and went 3-1 in December, so you're ready.
Yeah, we felt like the schedule we prepared was, definitely what we needed to get over the regional hump, and that was the idea when we made the schedule. And like you said, we played some tough opponents, and I would put our schedule up against anybody when you talk about the King of the Bluegrass and Arby's Classic.
Wasn't easy to get out of the regional. You had a couple of single-digit games, did a little bit better in the final as far as point spread.
Yes, we felt like we played three of the four best teams in our region, including us, and all those games was a challenge for us, and our kids just gutted it out and played and stayed locked in, and this has been their dream to get here, and they finally made it.
Trent Noah going to South Carolina. You 6'6", 217, size, shoots, passes. He's kind of got it all, doesn't he?
Yeah, I say I'm a little biased, but I feel like he's the best player in the state. You know, he's just a great kid. You know, that's the big thing that, you know, that impressed me the most about him, how humble he is. And he's just, he makes everybody better on the floor.
And then you look at your dynamic duo. You got to add in Maddox, Huff, and I ran the numbers. 62% of the points come from there, 31 shots a game between them, and they've combined for 62% of the makes.
Yeah, Maddox is a great player. You know, he kind of flies under the radar sometimes playing, you know, with Trent. But, you know, I look for him to be one of the top players in the state next year.
A lot of guys have been lost from the state championship team at Warren Central. They get two in from Bowling Green, and, of course, the coach's son, Kate Unseld, is a really good player going to Western. So you can't overlook Warren Central in any way, shape, or form.
No, you know, they're the defending state champs until somebody knocks them off, and or the state champs until somebody knocks them off. And, you know, Coach Unseld, he's got a great program. Warren Central is just traditionally a state power, and they're big and athletic. You know, it'd be a real challenge for us.
Any advice from your dad, who knows about being in the Sweet 16?
He just told me to enjoy the moment. He said, you know, there's a lot of great players and great coaches that has never had the opportunity to coach or play here. And he said, just soak it up, but don't just be glad to be here, though.
Okay, good luck today.
Thank you, sir.
All right, that is the head coach, Kyle Jones. We'll talk to Will Unseld of Warren Central next after this on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Didn't you know milk is a natural source of electrolytes, carbs, and high-quality protein, making it one of the best beverages for hydration? Drink milk after workouts and games to help your body recover and stay hydrated longer. This season, we proudly announce the Dairy Alliance as the official milk partner for high school championship events. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit thedairyalliance.com. thedairyalliance.com.
Clark's Cares. Clark's Pump and Shops gives back to the community it serves, which is why they are proud sponsors of the Kentucky High School Boys and Girls Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. Clark's welcomes all the fans and wishes the participating teams the best of luck. And while you're here, be sure to stop in Clark's Pump and Shop locations for all your favorite drinks and snacks, and visit Clark's Cafe across from Rupp for lunch on the go. Freshly made ham, tuna, and chicken salad sandwiches. Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Will Unseld joins us, back defending state champions, but you're a whole different team. Seven guys are gone, most of them playing in college. Your son's back, and so you've had to retool some things this year.
Yeah, we did. Well, he came back. We knew we'd be pretty good. We didn't know he was going to get hurt right before practice started. He had a torn meniscus, so we had to deal with that. And once we finally got him healthy, we were good. You know, but even when he came back, he couldn't play every night, didn't practice every day. So it took us a while to really get rhythm and get comfortable with each other.
Draven Bratton and Elijah Starks join your team, and they've really been an engine maker for you, haven't they?
Oh, man, they're both physical players. They both really rebound the ball. They're talented guys, so they've been a big help to us. I mean, they're great kids also.
Just a big battle between you and Bowling Green every time, and they beat you in the district final by 24. You come back and beat them.
Yeah.
Obviously, what changed? 10 of 15 from three is one big thing, but you didn't shoot foul shots well.
Well, we had a stretch there where we missed five in a row. I think we ended up making like seven out of our last eight, but, you know, we missed five in a row. But, you know, it's also about getting the right person at the free throw line at those times. So they were smart and fouled some people, but some stuff we had to take care of. But that, I tell people all the time, that district championship game is almost useless. When you got two teams like us who are going usually playing a region championship game against each other. I mean, I think last year in the district championship game, we beat them 18-20, and it was a 2-point game in the region championship. So in that district championship game, we just go out and play. We don't show our hand. We just go play, and if you beat us, you beat us. You know, that's part of it. I think it actually helped us, you know, because, you know, it gave them a confidence level of this pretty might be easy. But, you know, like I told our guys after that game, I said, no, we only got to win that one.
You talk about your team being physical, but Trent Noah from Harlan County going to South Carolina, where you played, by the way. He is 6'6". He's well over 200 pounds, and he can do it at all three levels. Yeah. How do you deal with him defensively today?
Well, you know what? You just try to do your best job on him, but you can't overcommit to him. You know, he's going to get his. You just can't let the other kids go just crazy on you when you overcommit to him and down there shooting what we call horse shots, just wide open. You know, he's going to get his. You try to limit his touches. You try to do a few things. But, I mean, he's such a talented player that you're not going to keep him from doing what he does.
Still special to come here?
Oh, yeah. This one's the best, been the best one yet.
Really? Why is that?
You know, because of expectation. Nobody thought we would get here. You know, what we went through this year. I mean, three of our starters didn't play. We didn't have our full lineup to the end of January. And even when that came back, we still had injuries. Kate was on minutes restriction. You know, he was playing 16 minutes a game. And still to do what he did, average-wise, 16.7 rebounds and like 6 or 7 assists, and basically 16 minutes a game. You know, he's been pretty shows you how important he is to us. But again, the expectations, nobody thought we'd be here except for us. We knew once we got everybody, we'd be pretty good. And we haven't started playing our best basketball till now. You know, so that's been the best thing for us.
All right, good luck today.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
All right, Will Unseld, we'll have more after this on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Smart food shoppers know quality, convenience, and value. And that's what you'll always find when shopping at Allen's IGA. USDA boneless beef top sirloin steak is specially priced for only $6.99 a pound. DiGiorno rising crust or classic thin pizza is just $6. And two large 48-ounce cartons of Our Family premium ice cream, only $7. That's right, two cartons, just $7. Don't miss these specially priced grocery items at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Allen's Affordable Shipping Containers are now at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. Shipping containers are great for commercial and residential uses. 20-foot standard size or 40-foot high cube size, both are 8 feet wide. Tiny houses, storage, temporary offices, and more, the possibilities are endless. You can rent or buy your container today. Call 606-776-7948 and delivery is available. Follow Allen's Affordable Enterprise on Facebook or come by Big Four Lumber in Moorhead for more information.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pond in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
This Sweet 16 broadcast a service of Allen's IGA.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. By Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA, Return, Refresh, Refuel. And by Southland Dairy Farmers, do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? It is game number 5 in the opening round as the Warren Central Dragons, the defending champions, 17-11, take on the Black Bears of Harlan County out of Region 13. They've won 10 in a row, and they're 31-4. Time now to meet this afternoon's Clark's Pumpin' Shop starting lineups. First of all, for the Dragons of Warren Central, they'll start at point guard Caden Hammer, 5'8 senior, 7.4 points a game. Also at guard, Elijah Howard, 6'1 senior, 6.4 a game. Third guard is Cade Unseld, 6'6, 210-pound senior, headed to his hometown college, Western Kentucky, averaging 15.7. Second on the team, third leading rebounder at 6.8, coming off the meniscus repair back at the start of the year. And the two wings are Draven Bratton, a 6'4 senior, 14.2 points. Third on the team, 7.2 rebounds. Leading score is Elijah Starks, 17 points and 9.5 rebounds a game, almost to double-double. The Clark's Pump and Shop starting lineups for Harlan County. At guard is Reggie Cottrell. He is a 6'2 player, averaging 8.8 a game. At the point guard is Maddox Huff, 6'2" junior, 17.6 points a game, shooting 46% from three. The shooting guard is Trent Noah, headed for South Carolina next year, 6'6", 217 senior, averaging 29.7 a game, third in the state, 25th in the state, in rebounding at 10.5, a double-double machine. And the two forwards are Caleb Johnson, a 6'4 senior, 6.5 a game, and J.C. Carter, a 6'3 junior, 226 pounds, second leading rebounder at 5.3. Those are the starting lineups brought to you by Clark's Pumpin' Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Greg Stottlemyre with the call alongside Mina Todd. And time now for her, Southland Dairy Farmers, nutrients of the game. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Looking forward to an exciting one here for the Harlan County Black Bears. They're going to have to play lockdown defense on this very physical and fast Warren Central Dragon team. They need to establish Trent Noah early and take care of the ball. Limit those turnovers. For the Warren Central Dragons, the keys, limit Noah. You're not going to stop him, but you've got to limit his touches. You've got to play strong physical defense, and they need to control the tempo because the Black Bears like to get up and down the floor. Both teams need to limit second-chance points on the boards.
That's the Southland Dairy Farmers nutrients of the game. There are 13 key nutrients in a glass of milk. How many could you name? Stay tuned later in the broadcast. We'll name them. We'll have the tip after a 10-second pause for station identification on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16.
You're listening to Sweet 16 Basketball on 96.3 FM WIVY Moorhead, sponsored in part by Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck.
James Johns, your referee, Drew Ramsdale, and Raymond Lightfooter, the umpires. Charles Beerbaum is the alternate. Warren Central in the dark blue with gray trim. Harlan County in the white with red and black trim. The Black Bears and the Dragons here at Rupp Arena. James Johns with the ball. Up it goes. Easy tap to win it for Cottrell. And here comes Warren Central. Ball in the hands of the guard coming to forecourt on a bounce right side to the guy that won the tap now in Starks. Round to the left they go to Howard inside and a missed shot as he got it down to block left to Starks and too hard. Defensive rebound, but traveling as he got the ball, trying to make a move on Reggie Cottrell, and will come back the other way to Warren Central.
Cottrell just got a little ahead of himself before putting that ball down.
Great crossing, McGoffin County, Lyon County, and Dare County all advancing yesterday. Going to look for four more quarterfinalists today, and then we go, or four more winners, and we go to the quarterfinals tomorrow. Beat inside, good bat away there as they try to force it low and hit Bratton, but Noah up to the task in the paint.
Noah, great job. We're using that outside hand to deflect the ball away.
Off the end line under their own basket. Loop out high to Bratton. Bratton on a bounce to Cade Unseld. Cade Unseld moving to the left side. One hands it over left to Howard. Back to the foul line to Starks. Now right side to Hammer. Hammer the point guard. Little handoff, top of the key, Bratton into the lane, back out of the lane to the elbow from 16, good.
What a great shot. Scored over the top of the tall Trent Noah.
Averaged 13 in the regional games. Played at Bowling Green High School last year. His average under three there. Here's Noah. Goes around right side. Off to Cottrell. Give and go to Huff. Huff turns in the lane, draws contact. This is a shot. Slap down foul on the guard at 5'8", Caden Hammer.
That was a great catch by Maddox Huff in the paint with a lot of traffic. Faked the pass out to the three-point line and created himself an opportunity to get to the free throw line.
Huff is Noah's first cousin. And they've had chemistry, played since they were little kids together, lived close by to each other, so kind of a relative and a basketball relative connection as Huff hits the foul shot.
Yeah, that's a cool story. And can you imagine some of those pickup games they got into when they were young?
Second one up, good as well. Got to be a thrill to take it from the backyard or the driveway to here. Tied at two after he hit two. 73% foul shooter. Full court token pressure handled by the Dragons. Here's Caden Hammer, 5'8 senior, deep shot. No. Nice save over his head, but it goes to the opposition off the save by Bratton. And the Black Bears head to forecourt. Top of the key, Carter. Right side, Cottrell. Three ball circles out. Offensive rebound, Noah. And a foul slap down on Elijah Starks, his first.
That was a great crash to the boards by Noah. Drawing that foul to get to the free throw line. I was watching this young man warm up, and I've never seen a player warm up as extensively as he did and all the things he went through during his warm up. Impressive.
Foul shot good. Here's Travis Perry, who his team survived Lyon County to get to the quarters, wins Kentucky Mr. Basketball. Trent Noah, number four all time in points in the state of Kentucky, goes 1-for-2 from the foul line. 3-2 Harlan County. They play defense. Here's Hammer. Picks up the dribble. Top of the key and around right side, Bratton. Bratton sets a good screen for Unseld. Fought away, 16-footer, no good, and an over-the-back rebound. Jumping jack attempt by Bratton draws a whistle and a foul at Warren Central early with three fouls here. None so far on Harlan County.
Token pressure here by Warren Central, just hassling the ball handler.
Point guard against point guard. Huff to forecourt. Little hand check there by the Hammer. Around left side, Cottrell. Drive. Hair flowing. Good. Give. And the lay-in by J.C. Carter after the drive. And five in a row for the Black Bears. They lead by three.
Yeah, Cottrell just did a great job drawing the defenders and finding his teammate down low.
Skip pass left side. Shot will not fall for Boards, who's come into the game. Off the bench, Braylon Boards. Noah in transition. Missed the three. Defensive rebound starts for the Dragons. They're running. Down the far sideline comes Unseld. Corner to the right, Bratton missed the shot. Easy rebound, falls right to Huff on the other side of the rim for the Black Bears. To Noah, left wing three, yes.
He's not going to miss many of those.
41% three-point shooter, an 8-0 run by Harlan County. They lead 8-2. Hammer passes up the elbow left three. Out high left now to Boards. Over to the right to Starks. He missed. Defensive rebound. Noah. Kick it out to Huff. Four court. Top of the key. Rise. Shoot. Bam. He wears green for a reason.
That's what the Black Bears love to do. Get it out and go and knock down the threes. What a fantastic play.
11 in a row for the Black Bears here. Meanwhile, Warren Central 0 for 5. We'll take a break. 11-2. Harlan County and the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Cosair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Cosair kids like me.
Will you help a Cosair kid today? Visit Cosair.org.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Energize your game with chocolate milk.
Clark's Puppet Shop halftime report, I should say sideline report. I'm Carl Nathy, and tell you what, in the Bowling Green huddle, William Unseld's temperature was rising. He called that timeout because they're down 11-2, 3:28 into the ball game. Let's see what happens when Bowling Green comes back. Greg?
All right, thanks, Carl. Warren Central scored its 7-0 forward of the game to make it 2-0. And then an 11-0 run over the next 2 minutes, 10 seconds by Harlan County. And Warren Central has missed 5 shots in a row.
Harlan County came out of that timeout in a trapping defense.
Top of the key on a bounce to the left side to Howard. Now to Hammer. Around left to Kirk, into the corner. Back up top to Starks. Nothing there to Hammer. Patience here. After rushing shots here in this stretch, got it inside, nothing. Bounce it off to Starks. He missed the shot. They're 0 for their last 6. Here comes Huff running. They slough off of him. He'll shoot the 3 and make it pay. They've scored 14 in a row.
You know, Greg, what opened that up was that great pass fake. He made that strong pass fake. The defense bit wide open for a 3-point shot.
3.5-minute drought for the Dragons, and they are in a deep hole. The defending state champions lost 7 seniors from last year's team. Hammer time to get back in it.
I love that. Hammer time, stepping up.
He averaged 1.6 points off the bench last year. The senior bided his time after 6 of those 7 went on to college for the state championship team. Ball tipped away, left of the keyhole, but Carter runs it back down. Off to Huff, who's hit back-to-back 3s after Noah hit 1. Off to Noah, they're grabbing him. Good throw low, and then the ball dropped by Cottrell. Pit back up by Carter, his shot rejected. Rebound, Unseld, great pass down the right to Howard. Howard lets it fly, misses it. Rebound pulled down by Cottrell, and the ball tipped out of bounds in front of the Harlan County bench by Starks, and it'll go out of bounds to Harlan County. A 14-0 run before the 3, and a 9-point lead for Harlan County when we return to Rupp Arena on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hello, my name is Myoka Morris, a parent educator and Kentucky Education Association's 2023 Educate Support Professional of the Year. While it's nice to win an award, my greatest reward is making a difference in the lives of my students. That's what gets me to school every day. Now you can make a difference in the life of a Kentucky educator. Go to KEA.org and nominate a Kentucky educator for the Kentucky Education Association Difference Maker of the Month. That's KEA.org. A little appreciation goes a long way.
Midway University has added many new degree offerings in the areas of business and health sciences. The new business offerings include accounting and concentration in the areas of finance, human resource management, leadership, and entrepreneurship. In health sciences, a timely new degree is now available in public health. This degree prepares students for a career in safeguarding the health and well-being of the public. All of these new programs are offered online in an accelerated format. Classes begin soon. Find out more at midway.edu.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Corsair Kid Addy is excited to tell you the...
I can ride my bike with one arm.
Greg Stottlemyre, Mina Todd back at the 2024 UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16. Harlan County, Warren Central. Harlan County a 14-0 run. Before a Warren Central 3, it's 14-5. They will play the winner of tonight's last game. On the 6 o'clock game Friday, it's either Newport or Campbell County against the winner of this one. Here comes Huff with 6 already. Left of the keyhole, up top to their forward Carter.
Now left side, no, a fall away 14-footer, force that hit backward, nothing else. And it clanks off to Bratton. Defensive rebound for the Dragons to Kate Unseld. Gets a score. Playing with that brace on the left knee, big sleeve on it. After the meniscus repair at the start of the year, got it, turns, beat it out to the foul line, Howard, around right, new player in, and Anthony, Dominique Anthony, shot off the wing, no good, Unseld slaps his hands together, the ball tipped out of bounds by Jerry Kirk.
I think so, they called a foul also.
Yeah, they did, and it was called on Kirk. Got a foul and the tip out of bounds. So they brought in Kirk, they brought Anthony off the bench, they brought Borgs in. So already eight played for Warren Central, trying to find an answer to this hot start for Harlan County.
Warren Central picking up full court, but just a clear out, man-to-man.
Huff comes right, picks up the dribble, hands it his face, needs help, whip it out to Noah. Noah, handoff to the new player in, Brody Napier. Right side, Johnson, whistle. And it is a hold away from the ball, trying to fight through a screen on Draven Bratton, the 6'4 senior. That's already two on him.
Bratton doing everything he can to try to slow down Noah.
2:08 of the first quarter, and Bratton, their third leading scorer, in foul trouble. 2 of 3 from the foul line as Noah has 5, Huff has 8. And they have a double-figure lead at 15-5.
Harlan County just shooting the ball well. They're shooting 57% to Warren Central's 20% at this point in the game.
Both of them go. 16-5, biggest lead a dozen. It sits at 11 now, 100 seconds left in the first 8 minutes of play here. High right reserve, Kirk's got it. Now to the point to Starks. Hand off to Unseld. Through traffic, great bounce pass. Missed the shot inside. Tip back up and in by a teammate, Starks. Boy, Unseld's a good passer. You can see it. His dad talks about how good a vision he has as a player. And that's going to really bode well into college levels. He heads to his hometown university. Bad pass. Noah skipped it from the free throw line, extended left. In front of the opposition bench, tried to hit Huff and threw it away.
He knew as soon as he let it go that it was going to be an errant pass.
Second turnover. Warren Central has not made a turnover, but they're down 16-7. Changing hand dribble, Unseld. Ball the way, 16-footer, rims out. Another offensive rebound, starts to the goal. Yes, and he's fouled.
How about number one, Starks? What a great, strong rebound and nice little spin move to get the finish with a chance for an and one.
So Starks back-to-back buckets off the offensive glass. Carter picked up the foul, his first. Starks a 56% foul shooter. This is an area that caused Bowling Green problems, or Bowling Green against Bowling Green, Warren Central. In the regional, and there it is, well short, no good. Ball falls down into the hands of Trent Noah. 29.7 a game is average, 10.5 rebounds. Average is a double-double. How many has he had in a game? Well, 43 is against Clay County. 66 is career high in January of 2022. Whew. 66 in a game. Hard for a team to average that in high school at times.
I was just getting ready to say that outscores a bunch of teams.
Napier picks up the dribble. They almost got a steal, but a lot of body there, and it drew the whistle, rightfully so, on Elijah Howard.
Yeah, Napier got lucky that time. When you spin and you reverse dribble in traffic, there's a good chance you could get your pocket picked. Bailed out by a foul.
Kate Unseld getting ready to come back into the game again. He was after the meniscus repair, two stitches in that meniscus. They try to repair it rather than take it out nowadays, and he had those two stitches put in. His dad says he's about 75%. They had him on about a 15-16 minute restriction. He's back into the game. Second foul shot, like the first. Both of them go for Brody Napier. 18-9, Harlan County, 20 seconds. First quarter has him doubled. Here's Unseld across the dividing line. Guarded by Caleb Johnson. Unseld 10. He's going to engage. Foul line left. Into the lane. Good bounce pass. Drop. Got it to Hammer Corner. Out left wing.
Big.
Yes. By Starks. He has 7. Well, that was an uplift there at the end of the first quarter. They were down as many as 12, but Warren Central's cut it in half. 18-12 Harlan County after 8 minutes played at Rupp on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Caskey Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you. Whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day, the Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round Counties. Or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Sweet 16 sponsors include Big Four Lumber, Ace Hardware.
Fakes up, goes baseline, nothing there. Into the corner, right side to Kirk, and he missed the three. Huff the other way to the baseline, leaves his feet. Out of high right, shooter for three, no good by Carter. Long kicking rebound back to Huff. Huff with a headband on to Noah. Noah straight away, guarded, hand in, face Kirk. Hand off to Cottrell and the weave to Noah. Instead, to Huff. And Huff got pushed. Are they going to count the basket? I don't think so. No. It's on the court before the shot.
Huff's got the smaller number 13 hammer on him. He's trying to take advantage of that.
Oh, look at that. No look pass into the corner to Cottrell. Drive the paint. Nothing there. A dangerous whip out, but off the intended receiver. Caleb Johnson, Huff collected. Now to Noah. Noah turns in the lane. Feet up left corner. Cottrell, three is good. And it's 6:50. They stop a run of almost 5 minutes on field goals and lead 20-12. Cottrell's first points of the day. A left corner three. Hammer's hit one. Can he hit two? Yes. Off the left wing.
What a great time for Hammer to step up on the offensive end.
21-15, Harlan County, three the other way. Huff no good, but an offensive, a defensive rebound on the push-off by 5'8", Caden Hammer. He was trying to get a black bear out of his neighborhood and got caught for his second foul. So now 2,000 on Bratton. He came with just over 2 minutes left in the first quarter. And 6:26 of the second quarter, Hammer a foul.
Harlan County does a great job crashing the boards. The Dragons are going to have to really step in and work on that blocking out.
Well, Warren Central has done well. There's no turnovers. They took about double the shots they did, 16-8 in the first quarter. But trail, left corner to Johnson. Retreated out high, Cottrell. Hand off to Huff. Huff into the corner. Back to Johnson. Way out high to Huff. Deep three missed. Rebound run down defensively, and they're running 3-on-2. Into the lane, starts to the goal, missed it. Hung on the lip of the rim and came off. Noah the rebound. Up forecourt right to Cottrell. Underneath 6 minutes in the first half. Another pumped up shot by Huff. Starting to hunt shots a little bit right now.
Yes, not a great shot. Shooting it a little too hard, a little too quick.
Between Huff and Noah. They average 31 shots a game. Good spinning move by the coach's son. And the first bucket of the day for Kate Unseld. And the coach Kyle Jones in year two, the son of a coach, Mike Jones, who coached for 28 years and had 613 wins, wants a timeout as the big lead slipping away. And it's now a four-point lead, 21-17 for Harlan County. Milk and milk products provide a good balance of protein, fat, and carbohydrates and are a very important source of 13 essential nutrients, calcium, protein, vitamin D, vitamin B12, vitamin A, phosphorus, riboflavin, niacin, pantothenic acid, zinc, selenium, iodine, and potassium. That's the 13 essential nutrients and milk provided by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Let's go over to Carl Nathan.
Piggybacking on what you were talking about, Greg, the last time a team from Harlan County won a game in the boys' Sweet 16 was 28 years ago, 1996. And Kyle Jones, a freshman on that Harlan Independent High School team, and his dad, in fact, was the coach. And how it goes, father to son, you see it a lot throughout this tournament. Back to you.
And he replaced his brother Michael as the head coach here. Used to be the 7th and 8th grade coach. Into the lane, find the shooter, and Trent Noah got those hands on it, and he puts it down. He has 8.
That's beautiful. He's playing with his back to the basket. Little turnaround jump shot, nothing but the bottom of the net.
Huff's taken 6 attempts. Noah's now taken 4. They both have 8 points, and they lead by 6 at the 5-minute mark of the first half. High left, boards back in for a second stint on the court. Bob away, 3, Unseld. Count it for the guy wearing number 4. Used to wear number 5 his first 2 years in high school. And he's headed to be a Hilltopper. And once down 12, there within a possession, down 3. And off to Noah. Passes up the 3, stops at a dime. And then scoops, misses, follows his own miss. That's like being in the playground, throwing it off the backboard and rim to yourself.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Greg. It's like he passed it to himself.
That
great play.
10 points for Noah. He is so crafty. Two high-level players here in Unseld and Noah on the Rupp Arena stage. They tried to flip it high into the paint. And anticipation steal by Huff, and he sells the foul at half court on the body bump after the turnover steal. And the foul is on Braylon Boards.
Great job reading that pass, and can't telegraph those passes.
Again, 5 fouls, and then you get 2 shots under the new rule. No one-on-ones anymore in high school basketball. No fouls at Harlan County this quarter. They've committed 1 foul, made 2 turnovers. 9 fouls on Central, 1 turnover, and it just occurred on the steal. Here's Huff. Fake right, go left. Bounce it down low to Noah. With a hand at his face from 10, hanging rim, no good. Another rebound by Starks. Already with 6 of his team's 10 rebounds for Starks. Unseld finds an avenue to the goal, and he laid it in on the left side of the goal. Unseld all 7. In this quarter, the other 3 by Hammer.
That's a great strong drive. Nobody rotated from the weak side.
Noah deep 3, no. Long kick and rebound. Here comes Kate Unseld. Unseld stop and go dribbled. Oh, look at that no-look pass inside. And then going up, Bratton, he has a hack-down foul on a Black Bear. Let's see who they called it on. Going to be on Trent Noah, his first, and 2 foul shots coming for Draven Bratton. The coach brings him back in with 2 fouls at 3:28 in quarter number 2.
Warren Central starting to get more into the flow of this game and much better job on the offensive end, executing, finding people, finding their cutters.
Well, they're 4-6 this quarter while Harlan County has cooled off. They're now 3-11. And again, we talked about Warren Central's foul shooting troubles. 64% as a team, 18 of 30 in a win in the regional final over Bowling Green, and a miss here, one more for Bratton.
Well, Harlan County's been rushing some shots in this quarter, where in the first quarter they were really getting some good looks at the basket.
It was a 14-0 run to take a 14-2 lead for Harlan County. The lead now sits at 2. 25-23 on a 21-11 Warren Central spurt. Noah, ball above head, now puts it on the hardwood at Rupp Arena. Bounces it to his cousin, Maddox, and up. He looks for the shot. 14-footer, no good. Great offensive rebound position. It falls down to him. Carter kisses the window and puts it in. That's a right way auto glass off the glass shot. Right way auto glass. Kentucky's premier auto glass provider. Boy, that offensive rebounding sure helps. Lob low to Kate Unseld, working through a triple team. Up top, Hammer, can he go 3 for 3? The answer, no. Rebound by Noah, a double-double guy, and in transition.
Beautiful.
Bucket there, and that's a jailbreaker fast break, brought to you by Jailbreaker Chips. Flavor so good, it should be illegal.
Trent Noah to Cottrell, and Cottrell caught that ball a little off balance and still found a way to finish.
Bratton, high left, back up to a 9-point game from two, or 6-point game from two. Top half foul circle. Unseld fell down as Starks had the ball. Now Hammer. Again, Unseld playing below 100%. Top of the key. Howard, he gets knocked down. 3 and white. Dex 3 in the dark blue uniform. Foul on Maddox Huff, his first. We have a timeout and a good one between the defending state champions Warren Central and Harlan County. They lead the Black Bears 29-23 over the Dragons here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
At game time, you are what you eat. And a 3-ounce serving of beef provides 25 grams of protein, a requirement for building muscle. Then add 10 essential nutrients, including iron and vitamins B6 and B12 for energy and alertness. And you see what any athlete can tell you. Beef is what's for winners.
UK Healthcare is the number one hospital in Kentucky and the title sponsor of the UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament. UK Healthcare, the power of advanced medicine.
Carl Nakey back on the sideline, brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop. In the Harlan County huddle, Coach Kyle Jones stressing the following. Defense, stay attached to your man. Let's keep battling on the boards. You know they're taller, but let's keep battling. And remember, we want to play fast, but don't hurry. That last part kind of paraphrasing the late, great John Wooden. Greg?
You know, Harlan County, as we talked with Coach Kyle Jones before the game, they played in the King of the Bluegrass, one of the premier tournaments, the WYMT Classic down in the mountains. And they played in the Arby's Classic in Tennessee, teams from Chicago, Tennessee, Georgia, Virginia, and Brooklyn, New York. So they've tested themselves 3-1 against teams also in this tournament field all in December. So they are ready, and here's a steal away from Hammer on the swipe by Cottrell. And that is only the second turnover by the Dragons, both in this quarter, down to a minute 47 and ticking. Back up to a 6-point lead after a 12-point lead diminished to 2. Noah, the South Carolina sighting, misses from 16. Noah and Huff not having great shooting days. Starks collects a pass, almost walked, around to the right, come to meet a pass to Bratton inside low. Unseld, no good, but he'll go to the line.
A big mismatch inside, Unseld being guarded by Napier.
For the year, Unseld had that meniscus tear. They went in, repaired it with two staples, held him to about 15 minutes a game. He missed 9 games total. Back in, it's in his plant knee, his coach said, his dad, who played at South Carolina. Interesting. His dad played at South Carolina, and Coach Will Unseld, and now his team and his son playing against the team that has a signee going to the Gamecocks down in Columbia. Second foul shot good by Unseld. Unseld in the contest, now has 9 as he got them both. 4-point game and a 15 to go in the second quarter. Warren Central plays D, down by four. Handling the ball, Caleb Johnson, 6'4 senior. Out to Brody Napier, the backup. Now to Noah. There you go. Off the left wing from 17, just inside the three-point line.
Oh, that was a good shot that time. The last shot, he was contested, had a hand all in his face.
Seven-point game, 50 seconds to go. First half of play as Noah, given the three, he's up to 13. They counted it as a three. Baseline right, little one-hander there by Starks. May have rushed it, missed it from eight. Rebound by Huff rushing, but should you? He'll hold it up to Noah. Not going to play the clock, or are they? Now they will. I didn't think they were going to recognize it, but they did. Heads-up play between the two cousins there, and Huff and Noah. They combine the dynamic duo for 62% of their points. 47.3 of the 76.5 they average. 15 seconds to go, opening half. Up by seven and looking for more. Near steal, and it is a steal. The steal by Starks. Up to Howard, out to Unsell. Big three if it goes.
Wow.
And it does. What a turnaround. It could have been a 9 or 10 point game. Instead, at halftime, the Berry three makes it a 4 point game. And if Warren Central makes a comeback, mark that space right there.
That was great defense that led to a great shot.
Let's go over to Carl Nafee.
With Harlan County head coach Kyle Jones, a flurry there by Warren Central, but you guys are playing awfully well overall.
Yeah, I'm a little bit disappointed that we couldn't hold the ball for one shot there the last 30 seconds, but other than that, I'm pretty satisfied.
Any key to the second half?
Just got to keep battling on the boards. They've hurt us there a little bit and got to keep defending ourselves the best we can.
Good luck.
Thank you.
That's head coach Kyle Jones of Harlan County, the Region 13 champions, doing battle with the defending state champions in Region 4, Warren Central. Our score, Harlan County 32, Warren Central 28. We'll continue with halftime activities. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street, Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
At game time, you are what you eat. And a 3-ounce serving of beef provides 25 grams of protein, a requirement for building muscle. Then add 10 essential nutrients, including iron and vitamins B6 and B12 for energy and alertness. And you see what any athlete can tell you. Beef is what's for winners.
Courtside Rupp Arena, Central Bank Center, downtown Lexington, Kentucky. This is day two of the Boys Sweet 16, sponsored by UK Healthcare. The score, Harlan County 32, Warren Central 28, halftime of the very first game. The halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. And our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power rebounder of the first half is Trent Noah of Harlan County. Has 8 rebounds. Did you know, looking for a convenient snack to fuel your day? Add beef jerky to nuts, seeds, and fruit for a protein-packed snack. That from the Kentucky Beef Council. It is our pleasure to be joined by Dr. Colleen Cornelius, who is a psychologist with UK Pediatrics, part of UK Healthcare. Colleen, talking off the air for just a moment. Your background, now you have your advanced degrees and you are a psychologist, but you got started out as a teacher and coach. Tell us about that.
I did, yes. I started out as a teacher. I taught at a middle school here in the Lexington area. I taught in New Mexico for a year. I coached track. I coached cross country. So, yeah, this is so fun for me to be back here in this scene. This is amazing for these kids. I'm super excited, and it's amazing to see all their hard work really, really come to a exciting end here along this journey.
My follow-up question then is, what drew you to psychology?
Well, it was interesting. I, as a teacher, was able to talk to kids outside of academics, in the coaching world, in the teaching world, and saw that kids had a lot going on outside of just academics and things that were keeping them from being able to be as successful as they could be. And I wanted to follow that a little bit further. So I went back and got my doctorate in psychology and ended up here at UK, which I'm so grateful for this job and where I work at Adolescent Medicine.
Now, you're in your fourth year as a psychologist with UK Pediatrics, and we're all, in general, quite concerned about the number of adolescents struggling with mental health. I suppose to some degree, it's always been a challenge, but particularly with social media and all the things we have going on. Talk about it a little bit.
Right. So, when I grew up in the 90s, we didn't have to deal with social media like we do today. And now adolescents today are dealing with the stressors 24 hours a day of peers, of influencers, of everything that's going on, in addition to the stress of academics, to the stress of, friends and everything that goes on during the school day, or what may be going on with their family. So there's so much more that teenagers are dealing with today, and it's certainly important that we give them resources that allow them to be successful.
Just how are we addressing this issue?
Well, a lot of people are now acknowledging that mental health is something that is a concern. So certainly therapy is one way, but a therapy is not enough. There are, World Health Organization says there are as many as 50% of teenagers that go undetected that are having mental health concerns. I had the opportunity to be a part of the Healthy Kentucky Initiative through Aetna Better Health, and we created these modules that are for educators and for coaches so that they can identify the signs and symptoms of mental health concerns in adolescents today and be able to offer them resources, be able to offer them some extra help, and allow us to reach more kids more often.
You're listening to Dr. Colleen Cornelius, psychologist with UK Pediatrics, UK Healthcare, our proud title sponsor of this Boys Sweet 16. We'll continue our conversation in just a moment. Harlan County 32, Warren Central 28 at halftime. And this is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Cosair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Cosair kids like me.
Will you help a Cosair kid today? Visit Cosair.org.
When you're at UK Healthcare Gill Heart and Vascular Institute, your heart is in the right place. We have the widest suite of heart services in Kentucky, from nutrition and exercise management to heart transplants. And with outreach clinics across the Commonwealth, you'll have convenient access to that care when you need it most. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit gillheart.com.
When life's accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass.
Rightway will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. Rightway is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
Rightway handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call Rightway Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
This Gaw Hairs KHSAA Hall of Fame moment brought to you by Roberts Insurance salutes Corbin football coach Larry Cotton Adams. Over three decades, Adams captured six state football titles and won 114 games. Roberts Insurance congratulates Corbin's Larry Cotton Adams, a 2024 inductee into the Gaw Hairs KHSAA Hall of Fame. We continue our conversation with Dr. Colleen Cornelius, a psychologist with UK Pediatrics, UK Healthcare. And Colleen, we're talking about addressing the concerns for mental health with teenagers, and that affects everybody, not just regular students, but student athletes and so forth. And what are we doing through this module program? Give us the web address, first of all, some of the resources that people can access online.
There, I think I got it. My microphone, I'm new to all this. Yes, this module that I had the opportunity to be a part of is really cool, and it can be found at cecentral.com/mentalhealth4ky. And it's amazing in that there aren't enough psychologists, there aren't enough therapists out there for adolescents, for kids, for people who need them. So being able to get resources within the school, provide knowledge for teachers, for coaches who have such a wide platform with kids as well, these modules allow them to get some free training on how to identify signs and symptoms of mental health concerns, how to de-escalate when a child is upset or under distress, how to identify a child who's experienced trauma, and I'm really proud to be a part of it, and certainly it's free for anyone.
Thank you so much. Dr. Colleen Cornelius, psychologist with University of Kentucky Pediatrics, part of UK Healthcare, we thank you for being our guest.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, and we will continue the halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. 4-point lead for Harlan County over Warren Central. Back with more on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our seven locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
At Holbrook Drug, we pride ourselves on our lightning-fast prescription service. Your time is valuable, so we make sure you get your medications quickly and accurately. But that's not all. Craving a delicious treat? Try our milkshake bar with over 36 flavors. And don't forget, our gift shop has everything from thoughtful gifts to everyday essentials. Holbrook Drug is your one-stop shop for health, happiness, and convenience. Stop in 208 East Main Moorhead and experience the Holbrook difference for yourself.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends. Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Sweet 16 broadcast sponsored in part by Buffalo Wild Wings.
We're here with Warren Central Dragons head coach William Unsell, the defending state champions from Region 4. This team from Harlan County giving you all you'd handle in the first half.
I mean, they're not 31-4 for no reason. They're really good. We lost our shooters a couple times, and we're giving up way too many offensive rebounds. You know, we're getting ourselves beat right now, but just giving up little things. Little things we've worked on all week. We come out here, and we froze up early and got in a big hole. So we're fighting. We'll see what we get done.
Good luck.
Thank you.
William Unsell, the head coach of the Warren Central Dragons, as they trail Harlan County 32-28. Time now to go back, get ready for second half action. On the play-by-play, Hall of Famer Greg Stottlemyre and expert analyst Mina Todd. Take it away, guys.
Well, when you heard Will Unsell talk there, it was almost like a mini microcosm what he talked about and what he worked on in the locker room, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. He knows that they didn't get off to a great start, but they did a great job hanging in there. They turned up that defensive pressure. You saw that Harlan had to work a lot harder on the offensive end to get good open looks, and I think that made the difference here for this their run here in the end of the second quarter.
Remember, some of the times don't match up with the bracket because they're moving times around, so the winner of this one will play the 6 o'clock game Eastern time on Friday in the quarterfinal round, and they'll play the winner of tonight's last quarterfinal game, 32-3 Newport against 26-6 Campbell. Our next game at 1:30 is Butler County and Evangel Christian, first-time teams ever in the state tournament, and then the 6 o'clock game tonight, Pulaski County and Trinity. And then we'll be down to 8 after all those are decided. Off to the second half we go here, with a lead of 4 on the board after that 3 by Unsell. Inside movement by Bratton. And he got to the goal and got his 5th point of the day as we dig into the second half. Don't forget to make sure to call Kentucky 811. Make safety part of your next do-it-yourself project strategy. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Good feet inside. Little delay there, but he was patient. And J.C. Carter turned and put it in. He has 6. Really good inside low post move there.
That was great. And off that flex cut, and Noah found his teammate Carter down low for an easy basket.
After the 14-0 run, 14-0 run by Harlan County to go up 14-2. Second time Warren Central had gotten within 2 before the Carter bucket. Here's Unsell. Hit that big 3 at the end of the half. A little Euro into the lane, but one too many steps. He went from France on over to Italy with that Euro move.
He sure did. And I think you can get there when you can get 3 steps out of it.
Yeah. Just, and he got, you can see players when they get caught. It's the same thing as a pass. I'm getting ready to pass, and you kind of hitch because you see a defender there, and he kind of hitched
exactly
in his move there when a defender came towards him. To the baseline comes Huff, misses a shot on the baseline. Huff now 2 of 8 today. Came in a 49% shooter. Down by 4, Warren Central. Unseld wearing uniform 4. Got it back and around right in front of his own bench. Lob it over the defense, but a little bit too long. And a bad pass by Bratton as he tried to force it low to Starks and threw it away.
Now that's going to be tough anyway. Because Noah, with that size, was 6'6", trying to throw over the top of him. Very difficult.
Harlan County trying to make that big run in the first quarter stand up. Led as many as 12, but it's tight now. Here as we open the second half. Noah into the lane. shot over the guard, made the bucket, and the third foul on the point guard, Caden Hammer.
They've got Caden Hammer just trying to body up Noah, and the size advantage is significant, and Noah recognizes that and takes him straight to the basket.
36-30 is Noah. Pass 15 and make it 16 as it rattles in from the free line. Number four all-time scorer in the history of Kentucky basketball. We have two of the top four in the state. Of course, Travis Perry, the record holder. Here's Hammer. Top of the key, Unseld. Feeds it left side, down into the left side corner to Howard. Back up top and around Unseld. Unseld to the foul line. Bounce pass inside, but double-teamed is Starks. Got it out to a teammate halfway up in the lane, and Howard hit it for his first two.
And that was great patience by Warren Central to get that open look from about 12 foot out.
After Hartley Kelly stretched the lead to seven, back to five. Here's Huff. Bounce pass, Noah. Knife to the goal. Good and fouled. There you go. Give it up to your cousin. And let Noah score.
And that's where that chemistry comes from. They've known each other for so long and played together for so long. Just a little head nod, and Noah's gone. And Huff finds him.
18 for Noah. Averages 29.7. The 6'6 senior. Third leading scorer in the state this year. And he hit it. And the lead stretches back to eight from two. 19 for Noah. His dad, Dante, an assistant on this team. Hand off, free throw line extended. Near side out on the wing. Unseld got a hand back from Starks. Round left to Hammer, playing with those three fouls. Now to Howard. Out left, open shooter, Bratton, and he knocks it down. They sloughed off of him, and he cuts the lead down to five. And Will Unseld, who played his college ball at South Carolina, calls a timeout. Played from 95 and 96. Big Will is 6'8". He replaced Tim Riley, who was a great coach at Warren Central. He was an assistant under him for 7 years. And you look at Will's staff, and they all played college basketball. Chris Porter Button at Austin Peay. Kobe Caldwell at Southern Indiana, back to where he played in high school. Mitchell Dunn played at Miami of Florida and Georgetown College here in Kentucky. And Cedric Gunn, who played at Murray State.
I tell you what, if we could have a game of the coaches, there's several coaching staffs here that have former great players. That could be interesting.
I want to see Will Unseld against Marshall County assistant Dan Lange on the post. That'd be a good one. 40-34. Warren Central down six, playing D. Trying to stoke up the defense. Noah being crowded defensively by Bratton. Noah picks up the dribble and a bounce through the foul circle to Cottrell. Now back right flat. Good look at a three, and it rims out for Caleb Johnson. Still hadn't scored. Hits over 1-3 a game, and there's a little reach in transition. Starks was spinning left of the lane. Had a reach-in foul on, who'd they call it on?
Noah.
No, they called it on Noah.
Noah,
second.
Not Huff. Yeah,
second foul on Noah. Three fouls and playing is the point guard Hammer right now. This will be an inbounds, no shot. Hand back to Bratton, circles to the lane, stops at a dime, over to Hammer. Unseld was posting low, wanted the ball, couldn't go to him, so they'll reverse the ball to Starks, left flat, top of the key, Bratton. Inside, Unseld got a turn, oh, a pretty spin, and put it in. Fake towards the middle, spun to the right, and dumped it in off the glass.
Did a great job taking advantage of the size.
14 for Unseld. On that right way auto glass off the glass shot. Right way auto glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider. Patience here. Huff left into the top half of the foul circle to the paint. He's pushed. Little push there, trying to play defense and help a teammate on Elijah Howard, his second foul. Five fouls so far today on the Harlan County. That's the 12th on the Dragons.
Now, Harlan County does a great job attacking the basket and getting themselves in some. Drawing fouls, and you're getting out-of-bounds play or good looks at the free throw line.
And on that inbounds, another foul, and that's on Bratton, and that's his fourth. You know, that's the kind of foul that you don't want. Will Unseld talking to one of the officials, making a point as with 3:53 of the third, Bratton nails himself to the bench with, if I'm right, would be his fourth foul, waiting to see. No, it's just his third. It's his third. So that's a little bit better news, third foul. It's Boston 10 seconds, station identification, here on the Morgan of Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You are listening to High School Basketball on 96.3 FM WIVY Moorhead, sponsored in part by First Federal Savings and Loan.
3:53 to go, 40-36, Harlan County. All right, perspiration mopped up. Officials talking.
Shirt tails tucked in.
Yep. Fashion police working. Trent Noah tucking in the jersey. And about ready to get back to play. So we played 5/8 of this game. We haven't had an overtime game. We've been on the doorstep a couple of times. Pump fake on the inbounds by Huff. Better hurry. Almost hit the backboard, but threw it in to Caleb Johnson. Back to Huff. Huff driving. Leans in and forces one up. And then an offensive, a defensive rebound into the hands of Kirk. And a foul on a Harlan County player. For outdoor adventure, visit Cape Run Lake and its nearby 100 miles of hiking trails. Your drive from Harlan County to Moorhead traverses 150 miles. You could travel from Warren Central in Bowling Green to Cape Run Lake in 250 miles. Plan your next adventure at moorhead.com. Into the lane, Unseld finds a good 13-footer and leaves it well short. Noah had the rebound, lost it, but then it fell into the hands of Huff, and then a foul 90 feet away from the other goal on Reggie Cottrell. Warren Central, or no, I should say, my bad, on Elisha Starks, and that's his second. Fouls that don't matter right there.
90 feet away from the basket, Coach Unseld very unhappy with that call. Well, that play, you know, his player committing that foul.
And it was Huff that was accosted. Six today, eight today make it. Two threes and two foul shots. They all came in the first quarter.
This may get Huff going. Sometimes when you're having an off shooting day and you get to the free throw line and get a chance to knock down some free throws, that can kind of relax you and get you back in your rhythm.
9 point is he hits the first foul shot. Second one hits front rim and drops. 42-36. Harlan County just staying ahead of Warren Central since they were down 2-0 in the first minute. Good pass by Unseld to the right side to Starks. Kick it out to the left, and Hammer hits it again. That's three for him.
He's nailing them. Hammer's nailing them in, knocking down those threes.
42-39. Sledgehammer from outside. Noah says, you do it, I do it. Fouled. They go to the line for three, and that time he got knocked down by Jerry Kirk, his second foul. And the fouls are mounting on the Dragons. That's 15 of them compared to six so far on Harlan County. Looks like Coach Jones wants a 32nd time here. Timeout after maybe the second foul shot.
I think Huff talked him out of it because we're close to the media timeout.
First foul shot good. Second one of the three, no good. One more here for Noah. Sitting at 20 points right now. That's his first miss from the foul line. Now 7 of 8 as you heard the cord ripple. He's legal in the scorebook. He has 21. Up by 5, 44-39. Clock tips under 3 minutes in quarter 3. Crossover dribble by Unseld. Had it tipped away. Runs back and gets it. Skip it over to Hammer. Off to the new player in boards. Third time he's been in today. Out of high left, Starks. Head of the key, Kirk. Now to Unseld, pump faking, holding. Now driving one-hand pass. Fake, drive inside boards. Figured it down to the baseline to Starks. Retreated out to Unseld. Catch and shoot in rhythm, good. You can see why he's a big-time player.
And I love it. He used that inside pivot foot, squared up into that shot, and knocked down the three.
Down to two. Answer the other way. No good on a quick shot. And here comes Unseld, a chance to tie it or go ahead. Only lead is 2-0. Third time, they've been within two. after falling down 12. Unseld for the lead. No, nothing but air. And it drops to a photographer on the baseline. Harlan County by two as we go to break. 2:06 in the third on the Morgan to Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turflin for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Hey, we're your muscles.
How you doing?
How are you? We love how you work us out.
Feels great, deltoid.
Right, triceps. After working out, we need fuel, and scientists say the best sports drink to replenish us muscles is chocolate milk. Chocolate milk has the perfect ratio of carbohydrates to protein, plus riboflavin, vitamin D, calcium.
Costs less, tastes better.
So, what's the best sports drink?
Chocolate milk.
Okay, let's arm wrestle.
Milk, a part of everything that's good. From your Southland dairy farmer families.
Our thanks to Southland Dairy Farmers for helping sponsor the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Chocolate milk is the original sports drink. For information, go online to southlanddairyfarmers.com.
Time now for our BSN Sports Heart of the Game Award. This time it goes to the sports media assembled here at the Boys Sweet 16 and basketball historians such as John Henson of the Harlan Enterprise, who gave me this bit of information. The last SEC men's basketball signee was way back in 1981, then Mr. Basketball Phil Cox. He went on to Vanderbilt University. Until now, Trent Noah, who has signed with South Carolina, Trent from Harlan County. And before that, you go back to Dickie Parsons, and before that, Wawa Jones Hall of Famers at UK. Back to you, Greg.
Trent Noah has the basketball, bounces the left side to Reggie Cottrell, back up to an unguarded J.C. Carter, and he puts it in from 17 straight away.
J.C. Carter's just having one of those games you don't really notice, but he's hustling, he's playing hard on the boards, and what a great shot.
Unseld into a double team. Bounce it left side to Starks, misses the shot, rebound, but the ball came down out of bounds. Last touched off the hands of Jerry Kirk. No, are they going to say, I think they're going to say a Harlan County player tipped it out, then Kirk got it. So it will go to Warren Central. They trail by four. Minute 36 and third. In their only lead 2-0, and that's where Harlan County would have a 14-0 run, but it hadn't been easy to keep that lead. That pass on the inbounds, and it's stolen by Noah. Noah stops at a dime in transition, hands it off to Huff. Up behind the back to Noah. Step back three. Highlight time.
Wow. That was beautiful. Back behind the back pass. Drained to three.
Back up by seven. Trying to climb the mountaintop every time they get near the pinnacle. Warren Central falls back down. And here's Huff tipping it out. Trying to save it in, but ran out of room. He tried to call the timeout in midair as well.
You know, one of the keys to this game has been for Harlan is the lockdown defense, and they have played some great defense in this ball game.
Elite shooter Trent Noah, we saw it right there. Three times they got it within two. Unseld says, "Let me try it out of the corner, right side." No, guess who got the rebound? Noah. Noah has 24 and 8 rebounds. Stop and go dribble to the left, keeping it, changing hand dribble between the center circle and foul circle. He'll play here for. Against Kentucky for South Carolina. Another three.
He's feeling it, folks.
Book it. 27 for Trent Noah, the number four all-time leading scorer in the state of Kentucky. And they're up by 10 thanks to Noah's hot streak.
He almost got a steal there.
29 seconds. Quarter number three, making a move on the baseline, and Noah called for his third foul on the hole.
Yeah, that's tough with less than 30 seconds to go in the quarter, and you pick up your third foul.
Noah, again, passing Charles Thomas, who played at Harlan County. Thomas played for the Golden Gophers of Minnesota, then transferred to Eastern Kentucky, a former Mr. Basketball. Good drive inside, and a give across the lane, and an easy lay-in by Starks, who has nine.
Well, Noah was not going to foul there, so like you said, easy lay-in.
15 seconds to go. We're now down to 10. Up by 8. Ball in the hands of Huff. Driving left off of Noah Pick. Let it fly. Give it to him. He wears 3. He scores 3. And the hot shooting of the Black Bears, and they roar to the fourth quarter, leading 55-44 here on the Morgan to Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Go-To Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Linex spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust-proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64, Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
With Bad Boy's patented Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no mower that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pull tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pull tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pull tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 0016.
Sweet 16 sponsors include Bypass Pawn and JCA Auto Sales.
Here's Noah. Handoff. Got it from Huff. Now Noah. On the elbow left. Dribbling. Backing down. Turning for 10. Book it again. 29 for Trent Noah. He averages 29.7.
This young man is so impressive. The Gamecocks are getting a dandy.
Now their biggest lead of the day at 13. And a timeout to Will Unseld as this game getting away from them. It was down to 44-42. They take a full timeout here. And let's go over to our sideline reporter, Carl Nathan.
Thank you very much, Greg Stottlemyre. And we are here with our Clark's Pump and Shop sideline report. I am right behind a couple of living legends, if you will. Bob White, formerly the great sports writer for the Louisville Courier-Journal, who still comes every year to the Boys Sweet 16, and our old friend Oscar Combs, the founder of the Cat's Paws, part of the UK network for many years. And gentlemen, quite the ball game here. First, you, Oscar, haven't seen you in a while. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to be with you, Carl. Great game right here, you know. Harlan County, that's from my neck of the woods, and this kid Noah, boy, he can fill it up.
They got some good players today, are shooting lights out.
They certainly are, and 11-point game now, but it was close up until the final 2 minutes of the third quarter.
Bob, what's the attraction? You come here every year. I know you like to follow boys basketball, but you don't have to file stories anymore.
No, that's what's so enjoyable. No pressure on deadlines and all that. And I go to games of football and basketball every week.
Great. It's good to see you guys.
Well, it's always good to be here. Sweet 16 is special.
I'll tell you, I can only imagine the stories that are going back and forth. Ever since Oscar got here, they've been inseparable.
We haven't watched much of the game, I have to admit that.
All right, good luck, guys. Thank you.
All right, when we all get older, we tell more stories.
We got a lot more to tell, don't we?
What about this 13-2 run? They have hit 5 straight shots. Carter, a field goal, then Noah, Huff, 3-pointers, and then another field goal by Noah. Here's Unseld trying to answer. Left it a little short from 25 feet on the right wing. Playing off that repaired meniscus Noah 29, Huff 13. That's a combined 42. We told you coming in, they score 62% of the team's points, 47 of 76 and a half. They've done it again today on Kentucky's biggest stage. Down low from Noah to Huff. Huff to the lane. Feeds it out right side. Now they're milking clock. Under 7 minutes we go. Biggest lead of the day on the 13-2 run. And an offensive foul away from the ball on Reggie Cottrell.
I didn't see it. I was watching the ball at top.
This one was right on top of it. Walking down to the end of the bench, Kyle Jones had his team really on the doorstep of a knockout here. Now they got to play defense. Warren Central in a dry spell, and on a hot spell right now is Harlan County. Unseld's got it. Step back three. Missed another one. Unseld, offensive rebound, put back and in by Starks. He's in double figures with 11, and boy, did they need that.
Yeah, that was great positioning by Starks.
Not a foul. I thought it was going to be a foul, but a timeout first to the bench. 30-second timeout as the lead constricts to 11. It is called by the head coach, Kyle Jones, the son of Mike Jones, 28 years a head coach. Milk and Milk products provide a good balance of protein, fat, and carbohydrates, and are a very important source of 13 essential nutrients, calcium, protein, vitamin D, vitamin B12, vitamin A, phosphorus, riboflavin, niacin, pantothenic acid, zinc, selenium, iodine, potassium. That's the 13 essential nutrients in milk provided by the Southland Dairy Farmers. 13-point lead sits at 11. Warren Central, the defending champs, 19th Sweet 16, 34-1 last year. Beat GRC in the title game 64-60 after losing to the Cardinals by one in 2022. Also runner-up in 2005 and the champion the year before in 2004. Quite a career of wins. Four Final Fours for Warren Central. Noah goes to the lane. Beautiful bounce pass, but a pickup of the pivot foot faking by Carter, or he would have had 10 instead. It turns into Harlan County's fifth turnover of the game. That's how many Warren Central has committed.
Harlan County is going to have to finish these shots, quit making these turnovers down the stretch, because that plays right into Warren Central's hands.
Napier's come back in defensively for Harlan County. Can't start thinking about, hey, we're going to make the quarterfinals. You still got 6 minutes to go, and anything can happen. Down by 11. Unseld off the right wing, missed it. Shoots right back to him. He goes to the goal and lays it in after missing the 15-footer. 19 for Unseld on the day.
Great job following his own shot, and Noah's not going to go for the foul there.
They got a double team in backcourt, and they have to call another timeout as Huff was about 3 feet from the time stripe. Back into the game at the timeout will be Caleb Johnson, a starter. Official trying to administer the timeout call. And they're going to bring the players back on the court. Let's go to Carl Nathan.
Well, it was going to be a sideline report. The last tunnel, Warren Central, down 11 points going into the fourth quarter. And William Unseld was telling his team, hey, guys, we need to communicate better on defense. The missed assignments, the missed switches are killing us. Back to you, Greg.
Into Huff in backcourt, who was trapped. Finds Napier. Napier, top half foul circle. Off to the hot hand at Noah. Noah bounced to Huff on the guard line. Kind of pulling Warren Central out. Dangerous skip pass to Cottrell. Trapping everywhere. But Warren Central unable to get the ball. Danger time here. Huff double team. Another skip pass to the far right to Carter. Up to Noah. Driving in. Hang. Float. Fire. Miss. Defensive rebound, Unseld.
You got to take that for a layup.
Leaves it off to Hammer. Hammer's hit three today. Low block outside the lane. Turning Bratton, backing down. Gets bumped, shoots, hits. Here come the Dragons. He has seven.
This game's a long way from over, and if Harlan County is going to try to take the air out of the ball and work this clock, they're going to have to finish with strong moves to the basket, get to the free throw line, or nothing but layups.
13-2 run fueled by those five makes in a row. Carter a field goal, Noah back-to-back threes and a huff three, and then another Noah field goal left to the lane, answered by six in a row to take the lead down to seven within striking distance for the defending champs at 4:49. The foul was called on Carter, his third, and a foul shot is good for Bratton, who has eight. And it's a 7-0 run to answer a 13-2 spurt. Six-point game. And the trapping at half court for Court Napier. Bad pass, but it skips out to Huff, and then he threw it away, trying to go through to two teammates. What do you tell them if you're the coach right now?
You got to just settle down. Settle down. Meet your passes. Don't rush anything.
Now, seven guys left the program as seniors last year when Warren Central won it all. But two Bowling Green guys come in to play, and here's a push out high right. The push by Napier, the backup guard. You've got Unseld, the coach's son, coming off the injury. And now some of that experience of being here, will it help? Even if you were reserve watching, they brought boards in. Left corner, Unseld had it tipped out of his hands, quick hands along the sidelines by Napier. 4:20 to go.
This is a big offensive possession for Warren Central, but just as big defensive stand for Harlan.
Boards to trigger. Into Hammers. Hit three threes, one in each quarter. Hand off Unseld. Unseld feeds it outside the lane left to Bratton. Bratton finds an opening. Missed a six-footer. Rebound goes off the foot of a Harlan County Black Bear. Rolled off the sneaker of Reggie Cottrell. And another chance at 4:08 as Central is on a 7-0 run. Boy, you almost had the dirt on their grave.
You know, just not unforced turnovers. Great defense by Warren Central and just some turnovers that hurt them.
On the inbounds, a lob. Bratton caught it midair, put it in, and he's fouled. It's a 9-0 run. There's just something about teams coached by Will Unseld that they just have that it factor in them. And he's got, he told me before the game, he has got a great freshman and sophomore class. He's looking to the future already, but coaching in the present, 4:07 to go. And another three-point play by Bratton back-to-back. 10 unanswered. And like that, snap your fingers, and we're in a one-possession game. It's gotten away from Harlan County, reminiscent of Ashland having a seven-point lead. Noah says, I'm on their team. I'm going to take care of it. He had another one. 32 for Noah. A one-man show right now.
We're going to stop this nonsense right here. Give me the ball.
Unseld feeds it left side to boards. Hammer wanted it, but it's tipped out of the hands of Starks. He had to run it down. It tipped out and out of bounds defensively by Napier.
Napier's got some quick hands, doesn't he?
Noah is 5 of 7 from 3, 10 of 18 overall, 7 of 9 from the foul line. Three assists, but he does have four fouls, according to our stat monitor, 32 points. Well, they'd love to get him out of the game, but he's just shooting lights out. Down by 6. Into the lane, Unseld. Good look at the 13-footer. Back iron. Shooter's kicked, and down it goes for Unseld, who's having a big game with 21. Stars on the court at Rupp Arena here.
Yeah, big-time shot. Got that one to fall.
60-56, Harlan County the ball. No, a left side, they double him. Skip pass out, high right to Huff. He'll shoot the three. Way off. Hit only the backboard. 3 minutes to go.
Not a good shot. Not in this situation.
Huff has taken 11 shots. Noah's taken 18. That's 30. That's 29. They average 31 a game between them. 2:47 to go. Down 4. They were down 13. Unseld backs it down. Little touch out and around to the right they go. Good passing to Bratton. He's had those back-to-back traditional threes. Unseld spins. Nothing there. Patience by Warren Central. 2.5 to go. 4-point lead, Harlan County. Been ahead since they went on the 14-0 run. Central's only lead 2-0. Bratton, step back three. No good. Over the back foul. Wait, let's see who it is. I thought it was going to be an over-the-back rebound foul, but there was jostling inside for a defensive rebound, and they call the foul on Madison up. All right, check your pacemaker. Here we go to the finish. 2:20 to go, and it's Warren Central with the ball. Down by four on the Morgan of Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
When life's accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass. Right Way will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. Right Way is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
Right Way handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call Right Way Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811 so you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
Our thanks to Clark's Pump and Shop for helping sponsor the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Return, refresh, refuel.
Clark's Pump and Shop, sideline report from the Harlan County huddle with Coach Kyle Jones, mainly working on his team's composure, not so much direct strategy, but calming him down, calming this Black Bear team down. They've withstood a so far a 12-3 run by Warren Central. It's 60-56, four-point ball game, 2:20 to go. Let's go back to Greg and Mina for what promises to be a fantastic finish.
Well, in the first half, a 14-0 run by Harlan County, then a 21-11 answer by Warren Central. They've gotten it down to two on several occasions. It sits at four now with two tosses for starts. First one good. He has a dozen. Warren Central is a team now 6 of 8 from the foul line.
Shooting much better from the foul line than they did in their regional championship game.
Cut it to 2 if they make it with 2:20 to go. Second one, no good. Stays at 3 off the miss. Warren Central, 18 of 30, but survived to win the regional over Bowling Green. Forecourt, Noah is away from the ball, and Huff's got it now to Noah. Standing on the K at UK. Guarded with those three fouls by Hammer. Noah, left side, three-point shot, turned into an air ball. Got it out to a 35% shooter, missed by Napier. Warren Central the rebound, a three would tie it with a minute 50 to go. Got it off to Unsell, the senior headed for Western. Coach's son. Dribbling it, now driving, elbow right, picks up the dribble, nothing there. Hammer was camping left corner, Unseld hand in the face, 16-footer, no good. Had Hammer out there on the left side, but they went to Unseld, and Unseld missed it. 49% shooter on the year, playing through that injury, 8 of 18 tonight. And again, the Black Bears survive another challenge.
Yeah, they were fortunate there. Unseld, they did a great job on Unseld. Had a hand in his face. Made that shot very difficult.
Minute and a half to go. Up by 3. Again, their only deficit 2-0. But they have not been able to put Central away. Huff's dribbling. Noah, once it gets it. Crouching defensively, Hammer. Minute 13 to go. Good foul shooting team. Oh, dangerous skip pass. Up to get it. Cottrell and the 67% foul shooter is fouled, but it's only the third foul. Two more before they go into the double, but it is a foul that will eliminate Elijah Starks from the game. He has been disqualified.
I think Harlan County, the Black Bears, are trying to give their coach a heart attack.
Huff to bring it in. He wanted to get it to Noah. Better hurry. Noah comes to get it. He'll shoot the three. Money.
Big time. At a crucial point in the game.
He did not flinch. Minute to go. Deep three, Unseld. No answer. Unseld has not had the stroke. And it's a six-point game. It may be the best performance of the tournament. It is a double-double, 35 points, 11 rebounds for South Carolina-bound Trent Noah, the number four all-time scorer in the state of Kentucky.
Yeah, that young man has just put his team on his back, made big shots when they needed it, handled the ball during the biggest pressure moments.
He's now over 3,600 points in his career. Came in at 3,578. Here's the lob in to Noah. Who else? Noah back to Huff. 46 seconds to go, up six. They've repelled every threat thanks to their three-point shooting. 10 of 19, and Noah is fouled. Well, as coach said, pregame, I think he's the best player in the state of Kentucky. Travis Perry, deservedly Kentucky Mr. Basketball. Any other year, Trent Noah would have been the guy.
And he's special, both players, but this young man has put on a show today.
You imagine it. I'm not foreshadowing anything, but could you imagine Lyon County against Harlan County?
I knew where you were going with that. That's good. That would be an interesting ball game for sure.
Well, we got a lot of other great matches here. Boy, Warren Central got so close within two, four times, within 3 moments ago. And you know, you think they're going to milk the clock. Not when you got a shooter like Trent Noah. He's 11 of 19 today. He is 6 of 8 from 3, 7 of 9 from the foul line. And I know South Carolina's getting ready for a tournament game, but you got to wonder if the coaching staff's sneaking a peek at this one.
Oh, yeah. I bet if they have the opportunity, they are. And, you know, Greg, you said it earlier, of all the players on that team, that young man has the green light, because there's been some situations down this stretch where you think they're going to hold it and wet, you know, be more patient, look for layups or free throws. But when he gets an open look, he's taking it.
At Morgan to Morgan, their dedication sets them apart. They're putting in the work 24-7 to serve clients. Kate Unsell back on the court, shaking his head. He's had good looks at shots. He knows he's the guy. He 8 of 20 today, 3 of 10 from 3. Let's go over to Carl, see what he's deciphered from one of the huddles.
All right, this sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, Return Refresher Fuel, Warren Central, William Unsell, quite emotional in the huddle, trying to pull a last miracle out of his team. They are in tough shape right now. Greg, back to you.
Napier to Trigger here on the near side with the official about to hand the ball to him. They've got a double on Noah. He's got bodyguards like a president. Got it inside to Huff. Huff at a double team, dribbles away from it. They're chasing him and got him near half court as he started to make a pass. That'll be the fifth foul, so you're going to shoot two. And you put a 73% foul shooter at the line in Huff. High IQ guy, had a triple-double twice this year. 30-11 and 10 assists, 17-11 and 13 assists. Huff has had D1 offers, according to social media, 4.0 GPA. Huff tucking in the shirt and getting ready to shoot foul shots with his team up 6, 34.4 to go.
Well, Warren Central's doing all they can here down the stretch. They have to put them on the line and hope for misses, but not from this young man. Huff is a tough player.
5 for 5, 11 points. One more here as they have repelled every challenge and hit foul shots very well. They're now 15 of 17 from the line and shutting the door on the defending state champions. Deep three, Unsell, no. Long kicking rebound, new player in, Dominique Anthony for the fouled out starts. 21 seconds to go, Unsell, nice to the goal. And they've got to use the timeout because in high school, the clock does not stop on a make. Warren Central has one timeout left, down by six. Obviously, with just under 19 seconds to go, you've got to have a steal here.
Yeah, you've got to have a steal and either get a quick two and try to foul or get another quick steal. But
Unsell headed for Western Kentucky. His dad said he really told me before the game when he had that meniscus tear, he didn't really want his son to play this year, get completely healthy. Said I left it up to Kay. Kay decided I want to play with these guys. I'm the leader because you lost seven seniors from last year's state championship team. Three went to Union, one went to Center. Mar Walkup had a good year in junior college. Southeast Missouri has made him an offer. And the MVP from last year, Chappelle Whitney, went to Auburn Montgomery in Division II. So he's come back and he's put it on the line.
He has, and, you know, he's going to finish his career here on Rupp Arena.
For the third year in a row. He doesn't want it to finish the way it looks like it's going to finish. Down six, but they're not out of it yet. They need a steal here or a quick foul. End of Owen, that's the guy you want to have the ball. He's chasing up in front. He'll go corner. And it looks like they're going to be in good shape. No foul here. Off to Noah. What a game he's had. And Noah throws it over, and it is 4 seconds from being over. The Black Bears roar in Lexington. And the Black Bear crowd roars in the end zone in front of their bench.
Great job that time protecting the basketball, meeting their passes.
To the line, Brody Napier. From the foul line today, Harlan County, 15 of 17. Came in number two in the state at 78.2%. There's nowhere to get them. They're 50% shooting from the field. They're sixth in the state in three-point shooting at 40.3. And today they're 49 from the field, 52.5 from three, and now at 90% from the foul line. And they're going to the quarters as they have won this game 67-59, the only time they were down 2-0, a 14-0 run in the first quarter, a 13-2 decisive run in quarter number three. Carter, and then back-to-back threes by Noah, another by Huff, but a field goal by Noah, and the defending state champions have gone down. The young Warren Central Dragons losing to the Black Bears of Harlan County. Harlan County will play the winner of Newport and Campbell County, who play tonight at 8:30 in the 6 o'clock game in the quarterfinals on Friday, Eastern Time, here at Rupp Arena. Well, we know who the star of this one is, Trent Noah, 11 of 19 from the field, 6 of 8 on threes. Well, only guy to miss a foul shot, 7 of 9. Let's go over to Carl.
And we're awaiting Trent Noah, who is our Blue Oval SK electrifying player of the game. And Trent, congratulations, unofficially 35 points, 11 rebounds. Big, big win for Harlan County and really for the mountains of Eastern Kentucky.
Yeah, for sure. It's awesome. I mean, it's every little boy's dream to come here and play in the state tournament with the kids you grew up with and stuff. But, yeah, first win in school history on this floor, so it's awesome. It's awesome. My teammates played a great game, and we just battled, and thankfully we beat a very good Warren Central team.
You advance now to the Friday quarterfinal. I know you want to keep this thing going.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, survive and advance. One more. I mean, thankfully we get to play. Wake up tomorrow and play another game, so that's always a blessing.
All right, good luck.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Trent Noah, he's our electrifying player of the game, presented by Blue Oval SK. Learn about electrifying the future at blueovalsk.com. Final score, Harlan County wins at 67-59 over Warren Central. More to come. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance, and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There is a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Did you know milk is a natural source of electrolytes, carbs, and high-quality protein, making it one of the best beverages for hydration? Drink milk after workouts and games to help your body recover and stay hydrated longer. This season, we proudly announce the Dairy Alliance as the official milk partner for high school championship events. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit TheDairyAlliance.com. TheDairyAlliance.com.
Well, it was runs that did it today for Harlan County. They were down 2-0 as Warren Central put a bucket in at 7:04 to begin the ball game, and then 14 in a row scored by Harlan County. But Warren Central wouldn't go away. They cut it to 2 on four occasions, got it to 3 late, but in the midsection of that second half, from 44-42 ahead, when Warren Central was turning the tide, another 13-2 run. And I haven't seen many flurries better than that, Mida. A layup by Carter, then Noah back-to-back threes, then Huff, his cousin, hits a three, and then Noah, a left-side field goal. And it just was kind of like a lightning bolt. And then they were able to survive the rest of the way, even though it went back down to three again at 60-57 on a 10-0 run by Warren Central.
And hats off to Warren Central. They played some really good defense, and they crashed the boards well. But Harlan County always had an answer. When you thought Warren Central may turn the tide and take the lead, you have Noah come down and knock down a three, or Huff come down and knock down a three, or somebody knocked down two free throws. They shot the ball well from the free throw line, as you said earlier.
You know, sometimes you wince when guys take shots when you're ahead, but you got to give Coach Jones a lot of credit for saying, you know, we don't put the traffic light on you here. And there were a couple that he probably wishes they hadn't taken, but when Trent Noah's shooting it, if he feels like he's in rhythm, it's as easy as trying to milk the clock. And, boy, that three that was the nail in the coffin was big time off the left wing.
Yeah, it was definitely a dagger for Warren Central. I mean, Noah is such a pure shooter. He's going to have a fantastic college career, and he was able to nail those shots in crucial moments for Harlan County.
Kate Unseld, his college career ahead of him, his high school career, two appearances in the championship game, a runner-up his sophomore year, state champion last year, playing for his dad his senior year with a roster depleted by graduation, 23 points, 4 assists, 6 rebounds, second on the team in rebounds, leads him in assists. Points 9-22, 3-11. He knew he had to try to score, and the shots weren't falling there in the fourth quarter for him, but still, great career for Cade Unseld. I know his dad's proud of him. They got 13 from Bratton, and it's going to be another Jones coaching here in the Sweet 16. Remember, Mike Jones was the head coach for 28 years at three different schools, and he coached his son Kyle when they were here at the state tournament in 1996 at Harlan High School. Now Kyle Jones in year number two is 59-10, and he will have his team in the quarterfinals on Friday night against the winner of the game later today between Newport and Campbell County. And we'll see what the coach has to say about a win where their only deficit was 2-0. And they had that run of 14-0 and another run of 13-2. He's stepping in here to talk to the media back under Rupp Arena in the press room, and we'll see what he has to say here in a second. As his team improves to 32-4.
First comment sounds good. Harlan County Black Bears getting a win because last few years, Mountain Schools is struggled down here, and I was glad these guys had the opportunity to showcase their talents. And, We knew Warren Central was a lot better than their record. You know, we knew the Unseld kid had been hurt most of the year. Coach Unseld's a great coach, and we're just really pleased with getting the win.
Jowla Mountaintop, Trent Noe with 35 points, 11 rebounds. The Black Bears are in the quarterfinals. We'll have more when we come back here on the Morgan of Morgans Sweet 16 Network.
The undisputed champion of beef jerky, Mingy Beef Jerky. It's made right here in Paris, Kentucky. Mingy Beef Jerky, no wonder people refer to it as the best beef jerky on the planet. It's all natural beef jerky packed with protein. There's no preservatives, no nitrates, and it's hand cut from a solid piece of beef. Pick up a fresh bag at your local convenience store or order online at MingyBeefJerky.com. Mingy Beef Jerky, we love your game, you love this jerky.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811 so you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
Hi, sweetheart, it's Dad. I'm here at UK Healthcare with Mom and Dr. Veda. Just wanted to let you know that
I'm in remission.
Dr. Veda says her scans look great. Seems like that trial treatment worked. She'll have to come in for follow-ups, but for now we're in the clear. We'll celebrate soon. Just wanted to let you know right away. Love you.
Love you.
When the stakes are highest, we'll be here. UK Healthcare, the power of advanced medicine.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Here at Rupp Arena, where Harlan County has dispatched the defending state champion from last year, Warren Central, 67-59 in a game where they've trailed only once at 2-0. We gave you the 23 points by Unseld and 4 assists. And today's Kentucky Beef Council Pro Team power rebounder of the game is Elijah Starks of Warren Central with 11 rebounds. Did you know beef is packed with the 10 essential nutrients? 3-ounce serving of beef has 25 grams of protein. On the other side today, Trent Noe also had 11 rebounds, 35 points. We ran his numbers, but they're amazing. 11 of 19 from the field, 6 of 8 from 3. The team goes 10 of 19 from 3-point range, 52.6. Hit 17 and 19 foul shots. 4 for 4 by Napier, 6 for 6 for Huff. The only guy to miss foul shots, Trent Noe, and he didn't do much wrong today. 7 of 9, 3 assists, just 1 turnover. Played all 32 minutes like his cousin Maddox Huff did, who was the second leading scorer with 15. And speaking of that, our KEA difference maker of the game is Maddox Huff. With those 15 points, 4 assists, only 1 turnover. He was 3 of 11 from the field, but 3 of 6 from 3, and the perfect 6 of 6 from the foul. That's the KEA difference maker of the game. Did you know that the average amount a teacher spends is $500 a year in the classroom out of their own pocket? Points in the paint, Warren Central 24-14, and off turnovers 14-6, but everywhere else, circle three-point shooting. They were 10 of 19, was Harlan County, 7 of 19, for Warren Central. When you have to climb that proverbial hoops mountain, when you're behind, and you're always playing from behind, you get oh so close to the pinnacle. And how many times do you see a team fall back? And they did 5 times. Got within 2, 4 times, and then 3 once. Just could not get to the crest today, Warren Central.
They could not, and, you know, it's because Harlan County always had an answer. And when you've got a Huff and Noah and that group of young men who always seem to come down and either get a stop when they needed to or knock down a big three when they needed to. That's the difference.
Harlan County advances. They're 32-4. We'll play the winner on Friday at 6 of tonight's Newport-Campbell County game. Orange Central's tremendous three-year run ends here in defeat, 17-12, an injury-plagued year. We'll wrap it up when we come back after this on the Morgan of Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Are you considering a new home purchase or needing to cover some unexpected expenses? You need a stable partner you can trust to help you understand your options. This is John Rhodes, a loan officer at Whitaker Bank, located at 140 East Main Street here in Moorhead. As part of your community, I'm here to help you understand the best options for you today and in the future. Give me a call at 606-780-8345 and let me show you why Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Whitaker Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Sweet 16 sponsors include Caskey's Gun and Pawn.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan. Visit us online at forthepeople.com. By the Southland Dairy Farmers, do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? And by UK Healthcare, the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA and the Sweet 16 tournaments. Let's thank our teammates on this broadcast of the UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16. Mina Todd offered analysis and color. Carl Nathie hosted the broadcast, reported from the sidelines. Tom Stevens and Richard Farmer, executive producers and on-site coordinators. Thanks to Gus Allen for network coordination. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is a production of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. This is Greg Stottlemyre who brought you the play-by-play. Again, the final score, Harlan County 67, Warren Central 59, the Black Bears in Friday's quarterfinals. So long from Rupp Arena in Lexington. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.